This is the Hockey Podcast Network, your home for hockey talk on every team in the NHL.
Calgary Flames fans, it's time for Flames Unfiltered. Entertaining and controversial hockey talk with your host, Brad Berube.
Jerome Iginla gets a call to the hall. Good evening and welcome to Flames Unfiltered. Episode number 63, we are smack dab towards the end of the NHL pause, we pray and hope every day. June 30th, 2020, final day of June, we head into Canada Day tomorrow. It'll actually happen before this gets released. And then we'll roll into the 4th of July for our friends in the States. It is, man, it is, I don't even know what to say. This seems like this summer has taken forever. We are definitely in the heart of the heat of the summer as we've had some warm weather where I am at right at the moment. And some great news for Flames fans this week as we learned that Jerome Iginla, our superstar Flames player, has been selected into the Hockey Hall of Fame. Going in with Jerome, Marian Hossa, Kevin Lowe, Doug Wilson as players. And in the builders, we went with Ken Holland, well-deserving there, and Kim St. Pierre in the women's division. The female goalie for Team Canada was selected in. This induction is scheduled to take place on November 16th in Toronto. I'm thinking that that may just change, but I guess I probably better not get ahead of myself, huh? My question is, though, so Kevin Lowe gets into the Hockey Hall of Fame? What? Why? What the hell is going on in Toronto? Are we lowering our standards that low? And why is Alexander McGillney not in there? And Marian Hossa? He's close, but I don't think he's a Hockey Hall of Famer. And where the hell is Theron Fleury? I can't believe he's not in there. I don't know. It just seems crazy. The wait for hockey continues. We had that news, and then we had the NHL draft lottery news. And yes, good news, Flames fans, we have a chance at number one still. We don't really want to get there, though, because I want to advance in the playoffs. I can't believe I hear some fans saying, well, we're okay losing the first round so we can get a chance at number one. Like getting the number one pick guarantees you a Stanley Cup, right, Edmonton? Right, Buffalo? And that was number two, but still, bad enough. Few hiccups along the way as we wait for hockey to return. Auston Matthews test positive, along with a group of Tampa Bay Lightning's players and staff. Will this jeopardize the return of hockey? I don't think so. I think it's expected, isn't it? How can we expect to have all these players and staff and not have the percentage have it? I think it's the way it's going to go. It's really good to be back behind the mic. It seems like forever when I do this every other week, and that's what we've been doing here during the summer. And, yeah, we're going to get back to hockey, and we're going to get back to regular episodes. I can't even talk. Regular episodes here. And, yeah, it'll be good to be back behind the mic on a routine basis and good to watch some Flames hockey. On this episode, we're going to dive right into the news of the week for Flames fans, and that is the selection of Jerome Iginla to the Hockey Hall of Fame. We'll give our insight, our memories of one of the greatest Flames players of all time. And then we'll take a look at what General Manager Brad Treliving had to say in a news conference that took place last Friday. And then we'll roll into some Flames news and wrap with a great listener question / Facebook poll about a Flames player that continues to get the Hall of Fame snub. Yup, Theron Fleury. It's all in this episode of Flames Unfiltered. A big thanks goes out to our sponsor, Manscaped.
Balls can hurt, but yours don't have to. At Manscaped, we save balls. Prevent manscaping accidents with the Lawnmower 3.0, featuring skin-safe technology by Manscaped.
Get 20% off and free shipping when you use promo code THPN at manscaped.com. Your balls will thank you. All right, Flames fans, let's get right into it here on this episode, and we're going to talk a little bit about Jerome Iginla. Arguably, I don't even think arguably anymore. I don't know who would argue that he's not the greatest Flames player of all time. He led the Flames in points 11 consecutive seasons. No one else has done that. He's put in 31 or more goals in all of those seasons. He registered 28 or more goals 15 times. This guy is amazing, amazing. In his career, look at these numbers. He's got goals 625. That's 16th in the league, tied with Joe Sakic, one ahead of Bobby Hull. 1,300 points. That's 34th all-time in the NHL. Right behind Gilbert Perreault and Alex Delvecchio. Games played, 1554, that's 14th. He's right between Lidstrom and Chara. Power play goals, 197. It's 21st all time in the National Hockey League, behind, right in between Brian Bellows and Pierre Turgeon. Game winning goals, 101. It's 9th. Is this guy clutch or what? His breakout year was 2001-2002. He tied with Jose Theodore in Hart Trophy voting, but because the Montreal goalie had drawn more first-place mentions, 26-23, he got the nod. I disagree with that one, but hey, you know, what do you do? He was declared the winner of the Ted Lindsay Award for the league's most outstanding player, determined by National Hockey League players' members. This guy was well respected by everybody in the league, from management down to players and staff. He is the great guy of hockey. And the thing is, Jerome Iginla could do everything. He could do everything. He reached the 50 goal plateau. He could fight. He could put up assists. Mentioned before, he was as clutch as you could be. All-stars, first-team all-star. Won the King Clancy Memorial Trophy for leadership and humanitarian contributions. 2 Olympics. Gold. Part of the greatest goal in Canadian hockey history. That's amazing. This guy's resume is off the charts. 20 seasons in the National Hockey League, 3-time first all-star, 6-time all-star. Do they come any better than Jerome Iginla? And I dare bet that when we talk about Calgary Flames 50 years from now, I still think we'll think Jerome Iginla was the best. And I don't think that's a slight on any of these guys coming up the ranks. But if you're going to take over Jerome Iginla as the all-time greatest Flame, you got some enormous, enormous shoes to fill.
Inside Edge Hockey News is your source for top-notch NHL podcasts, news, and rankings. Check out InsideEdgeHockeyNews.com.
InsideEdgeHockeyNews.com.
All right, let's talk a little bit of where the NHL pause is, where the Flames are, where the league really stands at this point as we still anticipate a July 10th opening of camp, which, boy, will that be exciting or what? Last Friday, General Manager Brad Treliving met on a conference call. He said that 18 Flames players are in Calgary right now, and some are still quarantine after returning, and the rest of the players should be returning to the city shortly, and that's Friday when he said that, so I'm assuming there's actually more here. Brad Treliving's working off the assumption that 28 skaters plus goalies will be the roster size moving in. For camps, are permitted to have 30 skaters plus unlimited goaltenders. And Players on IR do not count against this limit. He did share his tentative list of players that are going to be invited to camp, and I'll read them off to you. We speculated on the last episode, but these guys are the list provided by Treliving: Allen Quine, Buddy Robinson, Byron Freeze, Glenn Godden, Austin Zarnik, Matthew Phillips, Adam Ruziska, defenseman Alexander Yelshin, goaltenders John Gillies, Artem Zigdulin are on that list, along with the guys that were playing on the roster at season end. Ryan Lomberg is out with a significant injury, and he looks like a question mark for camp. I highly doubt it. College signing Connor Mackey is coming up to camp, but will not be eligible to play. Treliving's rewarding him and thinks it'd be great for the experience, and it'll be beneficial to his development, and I couldn't agree more. Ruziska's a guy that maybe was a little bit of surprising for to see on the list, but the 21-year-old first-year pro, Treliving said it very simply. He said he deserves it. He's provided everything we've ever asked of him, and he needs to be on the roster. Phase 4 eligible players not brought to camp include Jacob Peltier, Luke Phillip, Eto Tulio, Martin Prosper, and Dimitri Zeg. God, why I always get that guy's name wrong. Kirkland's on there, Valet, Nielsen, Litterby, Schneider, Parsons, Pettersson, Carson Poolman, Kinnevall, and Dustin Wolf. They were players that were not invited. Treliving said that the camp looks to be held in Calgary, where it was originally possibly going to be played in the U.S., but boy, things have changed in the last 2 weeks. Isn't it funny how every 2 weeks just things change so much? Yeah, another thing that came up in the press conference was questions on UC Valimaki. And it doesn't look like he will play this season. And there's a big reason for that, because to Treliving's understanding, he would be exempt from the Seattle expansion draft if he doesn't play this season. And we can't afford to lose him. And health is honestly the number one priority here too. And I think having him sit out probably isn't a bad idea at this point, because, man, what would it be like to have a Flames season where he's on the blue line uninjured? Seems like it's been a rough go for him, and we hope that next year Valimaki's a top 40 man for this team, because, boy, does he have a bright future. Timeline for Phase 3. So where are we sitting? It still looks like July 10th is the date for camps to open. Tentatively, July 30th looks for a projected start date of games. Lots are happening right as I record this, so I know as soon as I release this that it's all going to be outdated, because the NHL and the National Hockey League Players Association are deep in talks the last couple days about a return to play agreement and a possible CBA, which is amazingly great news. It looks like we get 4 to 6 more years. Olympics look like they're to be included. Hub cities look like it's going to be Edmonton and Toronto. And it looks like West is going to be in Toronto, East is going to be in Edmonton. We'll see where that all goes, but that looks like it's been almost finalized by Bob McKenzie. All of this looks to be released as soon as both sides ratify this agreement, but it looks like it's going to happen. And that's great news. When you look at the struggles that baseball has had, and now rumblings of troubles with the National Basketball Association, and some talk in the NFL, maybe not so much there as we're seeing in baseball and in basketball. But boy, wouldn't it be nice for hockey to step up above the players and the owners, agree to this, extend that CBA, work together on something for the betterment of the game. That would just be amazing and so needed, because you know what, man, we all want hockey back, and we want to come back in good spirits, with everybody working together, and not have that stress hanging over our head that some of these other professional leagues are having.
The Hockey Podcast Network, which Flames Unfiltered is proud to be part of, has a great podcast called Tales with TR, a hockey podcast. Hosted by former National Hockey League player Terry Ryan, Yep, you heard him on Spittin' Chicklets, and he has you laughing on every episode. Check out Tales with TR, a hockey podcast on the Hockey Podcast Network.
Every team, everywhere, the Hockey Podcast Network.
Time for the Flames news, and this section's been weird. During this break, it's been very, very short, and today is really no exception. Last week, I had a ton of Flames news, but not so much this week. Just two quick items I wanted to bring up. Artem Zagdulin has signed a one-year, two-way contract. The goaltender played last year in Stockton, a signing out of Russia. His record in Stockton last year, 16-7-4, a .898 save percentage. He looks like a goalie that will be in the Flames system for some time. Interesting to see how that all plays out with him in camp next year. And really what will happen with the goaltending next year. Boy, there's a lot of up in the air when you think about this. As soon as we get done with this playoffs, we're going to have so many questions to get figured out in it. What's going to be an abbreviated offseason. So it's going to be a lot of fun and a lot of news on a daily basis. Calgary Munich Land Corporation announces that HOK and Dialogue will do the design for the Calgary's new arena. CANA Construction and Mortenson Construction are the companies that will build the new $550 million event center. The project looks to start and will open in 2024. Now, the companies working on this were part of the companies that build MetLife Stadium in New Jersey, Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta, the Little Caesars Arena in Detroit, and Rogers Place in Edmonton. So very familiar group with building, you know, top-notch National Hockey League facilities. All right, let's go on to the listener question segment of the show, and it's kind of a listener question along with a Facebook poll. And my good buddies at Flames Hub helped me out with this poll. The question I put on the poll is, will Theron Fleury ever be voted into the Hockey Hall of Fame? Here's that question again. Will Theron Fleury ever be voted into the Hockey Hall of Fame? Not should he, but will he be? I was surprised by the response. I was shocked by the response. Another great response. 175 people answered the poll, which is amazing during the summer here. I love these groups on Facebook. Go on and join Flames Hub. They are a great group of guys. I talk Flames hockey with them on a daily basis. Here's the results. The yes wins it by a huge margin. 71% of the poll people think that he will get into the Hockey Hall of Fame. 29% didn't. I would fall into the category of the didn't. I don't think he'll ever get voted in. I think he should be. He should be, but I don't think he will. I think there's so much politics involved in this. I think it's a good old boy network. I'm not trying to be negative on the Hockey Hall of Fame. I love the place. I love going there. But I hate the archaic voting in position, the way they handle it. It's awful. And I think it's rigged almost. That's a bad word. I shouldn't say rigged. I think it's really a good old boy situation. You know, one of the guys on this Facebook poll made a really good comment, and I highlighted it. His name was John Roberts, and his comment was, if the Flames maybe started by hanging his jersey in Calgary, maybe that would set the table. And when you think about that, that couldn't be more true. Why isn't his name in the or his number in the Raptors? And I talked about this last episode. But seriously, wouldn't that start to pave the way? I think it would be. Now, I don't think he's going to get in, but I think he should be. But he's been labeled as a troublemaker or a bad boy, which, yes, he's earned. He's had tons and tons of off-ice incidents. You have read it in his book, his 2009 book, Playing with Fire. But Theron Fleury, on the ice, was flat-out amazing. This guy, his life is well-documented. He went through pure hell. He went through hell. From sexual abuse to alcoholism to drug problems, from being raised in a home with alcoholic parents, this guy's life has been turned upside down. And he couldn't be, I mean, he's been so close to just devastation in his life. And this guy's been able to pull it together and set an example and be a leader for people who have troubles and trauma and turmoil in their lives. Fleury turned 52 yesterday. Happy birthday, Mr. Theron Fleury. And he is just one of 15 players in NHL history to average more than a point a game in the regular season and the Stanley Cup playoffs. All the other 14 are enshrined in the Hockey Hall of Fame. The 5'6" Fleury was one of the smallest players in his generation. And this guy bobbed and weaved through giants and had to deal with that clutch and grab and constantly played with a feisty attitude and stirred the pot tons and tons. He hit the 50-goal mark one time. He hit the Century Club in points twice. He was a second-team All-Star selection in 94-95 and twice finished in the top five in the Hart Trophy balloting. Yeah, that's for the MVP of the league. He ranks 58th all-time in goals, 77th in assists, 64th in points. This guy's not in the Hall of Fame. I cannot believe it. I cannot believe it. He's got a Stanley Cup. He's got an Olympic gold medal. He's got World Junior gold. What does this guy need to do? What does he need to do? Think about these accomplishments. It's flat out amazing. And I feel really, really bad because nobody deserves to be in the Hall of Fame more than Theron Fleury.
Get all your Flames Unfiltered podcasts, team news, team updates, and highlights at flamesunfiltered.com.
Well, it's good to be back tonight on a little bit of an abbreviated issue or episode of the podcast. We'll get things back into full swing on July 19th as we take a break till July 19th. And at that point, we will start our second season with the Hockey Podcast Network. And this year, in season two on the Hockey Podcast Network, we are going to be, it's kind of like season 1-2, as we're going to run weekly episodes to the end of September. And the episodes will drop Monday mornings on the Hockey Podcast Network, and they'll drop Tuesdays on flamesunfiltered.com. Then, once next season gets going in the National Hockey League, it'll officially be season two of the Hockey Podcast Network. And this year, instead of doing the 2 days a week that we did last year, we kind of did a Monday, Thursday, 30-minute episode, and which was great. But this year, what we're going to do on the Hockey Podcast Network and flamesunfiltered.com is the podcast is going to release every Monday morning. And it's going to be between 45 minutes and an hour. And we're going to do it once a week. And we're going to have tons and tons of great guests on the show this year. Audie James will be joining me on a frequent basis this year. Great Flames talk with him. We'll have lots of guests this year. And lots of Flames talk. And hopefully lots of celebration as we continue the success of the Flames next year. And I can't wait to see how these playoffs go this year. And I can't wait to see how the offseason goes. There are so many unanswered questions in Calgary. And I just can't wait to see how everything all comes together and how the Flames look when they hit the ice for the 2020-2021 season. This year has been kind of a debacle so far. So hopefully this break rids us of all that silliness, and we come back with a long playoff run. It's good to be back here on Flames Unfiltered. I will be back on July 19th with another episode, and we'll be running on a weekly basis from there on out until the playoffs are done. It's great hockey talk every week on Flames Unfiltered.
Get connected. Flames Unfiltered can be found on Twitter at Flame Unfiltered. And also make sure you check out our Facebook page at Flames Unfiltered. Check out host Brad Brood on Twitter at Brad Brood. And if you like what you hear, rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. You can find Flames Unfiltered on all the major podcast players. Consider subscribing to Inside Edge Hockey News on Patreon. That'll get you exclusive content and much more. Thanks again and enjoy the hockey. Thanks for tuning in to Flames Unfiltered. Check back for more action-packed Calgary Flames talk.
You're listening to the Hockey Podcast Network on Twitter at HockeyPodNet. New episodes every Monday and Thursday. Download at thehockeypodcastnetwork.com or wherever you get your podcasts from.
This has been a production of Inside Edge Hockey News Radio, brought to you by the Hockey Podcast Network. This production is copyrighted and distributed by the Inside Edge Hockey Media Group.